From the noise pop capital of the world, Welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
Just heard was Let Go of My Arm by Elephone off their great album The Camera Behind the Camera Behind the Camera. You can check them out at elephonemusic.net, and they have a number of shows coming up that are listed on their MySpace page because I guess they update their MySpace more than their regular website. They've got some coming up. What's today's date? Well, they've got one tonight in Los Angeles. They've got next week in San Francisco, then coming up in December, Sacramento, Las Vegas. They're going to be playing in Tijuana, Mexico, which is pretty cool, and then back in San Francisco on January 5th. So check out myspace.com/elephone for more on them. And to lead off the show, we had Excuses for Skipping with their song Gravity that just kicked me in the gut the first time I heard it, and I knew that I had to get it right on the show right away. Check them out at excusesforskipping.com. They also have one show coming up on November 18th at The Knockout on Mission Street in San Francisco. So do check them out. Again, excusesforskipping.com. Well, everybody, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco, episode number 25. Wow, 25. That's kind of crazy. I never expected that I would probably even get to 10. So let's hope that I can keep the engine running for another 25. Coming up next is a band that I've played in the past quite a while ago. They're called Anara, and this is their song, Disengage. Enjoy. Thank you.
today we salute you, Mr. MP3 Downloading Guy. You cruise the internet looking for your favorite songs, and you download them. You don't buy them, you download them. Because this is the internet, not a record store. You scoffed when they brought down Napster, and scoffed again when they took down Audio Galaxy. Because you're a hacking pro. You've got IRC. And now that you've got your own music server set up, now you are the Napster. So pop open a cold one, Mr. MP3 Downloading Guy, because while you're pulling and burning, the RIAA is slowly hunting you down.
JeremyGilby.com, Trenton, New Jersey.
Don't forget, you can check out our show notes, grab mixtapes, and more by visiting our site, sf.insomniaradio.net.
That was Finest Dearest with their song. I forgot what the song was called. It was called Making a Sound. You can find out more about them at finestdearest.com. They have some shows coming up in the month of November. On the 17th, they'll be at the Odstad Gallery in Redwood City. And on the 30th, they'll be at the Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco. So check them out if you get a chance. And to lead off that segment was Inara with their track, Disengaged. Inara.com, that's spelled A-N-A-U-R-A.com. And they don't have any shows coming up, but the song I played was from their debut EP, which is really great. I played Worse for Radio, I believe was the song that I played many episodes ago, but they have a brand new album out, a full length, called If We Get Away With This, and you can buy it on iTunes and CD Baby, so check them out, Inara.com. Okay, last week I sort of rushed through my episode, talked a little bit about Halloween, and just really wanted to kind of crank it out there. And I totally spaced on the fact that I had asked a question of the week in Insomnia Radio 23. It wasn't until I was editing, and then I think I went back into my email and found some responses that, you know, made me feel like a big dipshit. So the question of the week was, it's very simple, and you know, it was, how do you listen to podcasts? Not just this one, but other podcasts. Do you listen on your computer, on a portable media device such as an iPod or MP3 player or PSP or whatever? And I did get some responses from Thomas in Germany. He says, Scott, listening to your podcast is always fun. I really enjoy the enhanced version on my iPod. Using Chapters is a great help while listening to your podcast. And thanks, Thomas. I do agree. When I listen to podcasts, I listen to the enhanced feeds whenever I can, just because it's really cool that way. I got another email from Sam in Florida, and he says he listens to my show and the other Insomnia Radio shows on his iPod and the enhanced version when possible. And he doesn't necessarily sit near a computer when he listens, but I expect you to list the band's websites, or at least MySpace pages, if for no other reason than everyone else does it. And that's in response to a question I asked, does it make sense for me to continue to blather on about bands' websites if you are sitting in the car or jogging or on your commute to work and you can't get to the websites immediately? I just do it because everybody else did. And Sam says, well, do it because everybody else does. So I think I'll continue to do it. What the hell? It's any way I can pimp the bands. That's what I'd like to do. And then I got an email from Steven from the band Cult of Sue Todd. I've played them before, both on a regular episode and on a mixtape. And Steven says, I listened to the enhanced version of Insomnia Radio. So that's actually, of the three emails I got, all of them listened to the enhanced version. So that's really good feedback for me. I listened to the enhanced version on my computer while cleaning my apartment, and I'm always hoping to hear Cult of Sue Todd. I don't have an iPod because I'm poor and spent all of my money making crappy albums that nobody buys. Steve and I would disagree, but of course I'm not looking at your balance sheet, so I don't know exactly how many people buy your albums, but I am going to play you guys coming up. I'm going to pimp the hell out of your December 19th show at the Makeout Room with the Boneless Children Foundation, and I would like to claim, I was a matchmaker. I was a matchmaker between Cult of Sue Todd and Boneless Children Foundation, neither of whom knew about each other until they listened to my shows, got in touch, and put together a show of their own. So that was fantastic. So thanks, everybody, for writing in. And I want to keep going with the music. This is a band out of Reno, Nevada. I've never played a band from Reno up to this point. They actually did appear on a mixtape, but you wouldn't have known they were from Reno unless you checked out their website. They're called Mr. Vague, and the song is called Escape Route. And I figure if all of our local Bay Area papers can include a weekend report about what's going on in terms of shows and events and calendar things in Reno and Tahoe, then I'm going to extend that reach to my show as well. So here is Mr. Vague with Escape Route.
Drive until you drive. Ride can escape into the night. Spreading wings and taking flight. Making escape into the night. Spreading wings and taking flight.
Oh,
track you just heard was from a Berkeley band called Tempo No Tempo, and the track was called Static. They don't have a dedicated website, but they do have a MySpace page, of course, myspace.com/TempoNoTempo. And before that, you heard, what did you hear? Mr. Vague with Escape Route. And you can find out more about Mr. Vague at MrVagueMusic.com. They have a couple of shows coming up. Let me see here. They've got Thursday the 16th at the XOXO Bar in Reno, or I don't know if that's Kisses and Hugs Bar, because I'm not from there, so I don't know. And then Saturday, December 2nd, they'll be playing at the House of Shields here in San Francisco, and on December 16th at Walden's Coffee House in Reno. Again, if the Chronicle and the Times and so forth can list event calendars for, Central Western, what do you call it? I don't know, Reno, Tahoe, that part of Nevada, then I can play them too. And Tempo No Tempo also has some shows coming up on the 16th at the Uptown in Oakland, and on the 17th at Casa Zimbabwe. It says Berkeley, Arkansas, but I don't know if that's quite correct. I doubt it. Anyhow, not a lot more to say, but thanks for tuning in as usual. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening. You can contact me at scott@insomniaradio.net. I am more than willing to hear from my listeners about what they like, what they don't like about the show. You can leave a comment directly on the website, sf.insomniaradio.net, and I will be including a full barrage of show notes as per usual with links to bands' websites. And to close out this 25th episode of Insomnia Radio San Francisco, I'm going to switch it up quite a bit. Most of this episode has contained, a lot of indie pop on the rock side, a lot of guitar-driven rock. But this next band I first heard on Dave's Lounge, and this is the third or fourth time that I've pimped the hell out of Dave's Lounge. If you are at all interested in down-tempo, trip-hop, chill-out music, check out davesLounge.com. I listen every single week, and every single week it seems to get better. But this song blew me away. It's from a band called Hopscotch. The track is called Eden, and I hope you like it every bit as much as I do. So let me know if you think it's as great as I do. Scott@insomniaradio.net. So until next week, take care, and see you then. Ciao.
It's alright.
This has been a joint production of Indie Music Project and Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world. Make sure to check out our site at sf.insomniaradio.net. And thanks for listening, gang. We'll see you next time.